Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 35. The Racine County Board may hear from a few citizens tonight about the recommended sale of the Ridgewood Care Center and Supervisor Bob Miller's proposal for an advisory referendum, but the final decision isn't scheduled for another 3 weeks. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The County Board's Executive Committee, along with the Health and Human Development Panel, both recommended that Ridgewood be sold to Villa Healthcare for $10.5 million, though those decisions were not unanimous. The sale resolution and Supervisor Miller's call for that referendum are both on the agenda for tonight, but only for a first reading. The meeting is at 6:30 in the lower level of the Ives Grove office complex west of the interstate on Highway 20. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Kenosha's Public Safety and Welfare Committee will get a presentation by the fire department tonight on a proposed super fire station, which would require consolidation of two existing fire stations into one larger facility at 52nd Street and 22nd Avenue. That's the current site of the old Bain Elementary School, which would be torn down. The council approved a financing package for the project that includes borrowing federal block grant money. The superstation would be similar in size to what Pleasant Prairie opened last year at its Springbrook Road location. The 5:30 p.m. meeting will be held in room 202 of Kenosha's Municipal Building. Improving the community by asking its residents how is what a Visioning a Greater Racine effort is all about, which continues toward a year 2030 target. And WRJN's Community Conversation Board Member Lauren Devine said the breakout sessions let everyone offer their ideas for a better community.
We compile all this data, and once the visioning phase of Visioning a Greater Racine is over, we intend to take all of that data and sort of create action steps and goals to actually achieve the input that we receive from the community.
Community leaders, including the mayor, county executive, school superintendent, and many others, will also take part in the December 8th Visioning a Greater Racine gathering from 6 to 8 p.m. at Case High School. The ad hoc committee has finished its work, and last night the Mount Pleasant Village Board took another step toward changing the way assessments for improvements, such as sewer and water, are handled. The process came under fire when residents along Highway V found out they were being assessed for sewer and water mains intended for development in Caledonia. After months of complaints and debate, Village President Jerry Garski created the ad hoc committee to review village policies. At last night's meeting, attorney Alan Merkowitz said the board needed to decide whether the new policy will take the form of a resolution or an ordinance. Merkowitz said that will start the process toward final approval.
I agree that there should be an opportunity for members of the public to see the product in the final form that you choose. To have it in advance, to be able to come to the meeting and be heard, pro, con, suggestions, questions, whatever it might be.
The vote to create an assessment ordinance was unanimous. The final version could come up for a vote as soon as mid-January. The Village Board in Union Grove unanimously approved a 2017 budget that includes a tax rate of $6.40 per thousand of assessed valuation, a 2.9% overall spending increase, and a levy of $1.78 million. The most notable change in next year's spending plan is salary for an administrator, which Union Grove has not had for about 10 years. A 19-year-old Racine man is facing two counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, accused of shooting at a car earlier this month. According to court documents, two people drove to a home in the 4000 block of Marquette Drive to collect $40 debt. While they were waiting for the money, Deon Daniels walked up to the car and said the woman with the money was coming. He walked away and returned a short time later, but instead of handing over the cash, he allegedly fired at least two shots at the car. The driver said she quickly put the car in gear and drove away. No one was injured. Daniel was later identified as the alleged shooter. Daniel is being held in the Racine County Jail. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for December 8th. Authorities in Rock County are investigating the death of a man whose body was found in a home destroyed by fire. Fire crews were called to the home in the town of Newark about 6 o'clock this morning after a passerby called 911. Officials believe the fire had been burning for a couple of hours by the time firefighters arrived. How the man died and the cause of the fire remain under investigation. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.